Morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Michael Salerno, Catholic demonologist at East Coast Angels, on the show, and he has ghost audio.
Hey,
hey Michael.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Where is this first clip? Where is this? Explain this to us.
All right. Well, this first clip, I hate to say, but it's true, was actually captured in my own home. Yeah. Sometimes these things can affect you after you go and help a family.
They like you.
Not really. But, yeah, I was hearing some noises down in my basement. And,
so would this be called a job perk? Pitfall.
I don't think it's a perk. But,
okay. All right.
It could be a job hazard.
All right. When you're right. Okay.
Right. The exact opposite.
Gotcha.
Perk.
Right. Right. So I was hearing some noises in my basement. So I called up one of my friends who can discern if a spirit is present in a home, and had him come on over. And I put a recorder out. Just that's what I do. And you could play it. He was gonna just tell me that there was something in my basement.
In the basement.
So,
is that a metaphor for something or?
No, there was an entity in my home. How's that? So,
why do they always find the creepiest room to stay in?
Well, it's darker and it's...
Basement's out of the way.
Yeah,
it's in the sunroom or something like that, you know, or the playroom.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So
okay.
The weird thing is the noises were, I had a cat meowing, and about a month before, my cat had passed away.
Oh.
So it was trying to get my attention. And it did.
Do you know where you brought this ghost or demon from? Do you know what job you picked it up on? Or is it like getting a cold? You're not sure who you picked it up
ghost
from.
Ghost Depot, of course.
Well, we were assuming that it was from the last case that we had worked and had exercised it out of their home.
Okay.
And
what town was that in?
It was pissed off.
Oh, that's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
The Boston accent was worse.
All right, let's play the clip. Oh, man.
I heard fiddle faddle.
Fiddle faddle.
Fiddle faddle.
Fiddle faddle.
Fiddle faddle, yes.
All right, let's hear it again.
I have a boosted version, AJ. See if this changes your mind.
I heard fiddle faddle.
I hear don't tell.
Yep.
That's it. So he was just about to tell me that there was something in the home. And that came over the recorder.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the timing makes it so much worse. Oh, man.
So this thing knew that that he knew it was there, you know?
Wow.
I'm in the bathroom. Stop it.
So I ended up breaking out all my tools and doing an exorcism of my own home. And
you broke out all your tools.
All of his home exercise equipment.
What kind of tools do you have for that?
He's got a
fiddle faddle.
Yes.
Vacuum.
No, I have my crucifix. I have holy water. I have blessed incense. I have the Latin exorcism prayer.
But you do this, Michael, for a living... Yeah. Wouldn't you have all that stuff all over the house, and wouldn't you like, you know, douse your house in holy water, you know, after a job?
Like, yeah, like having a
home alert
system.
Did you get a little careless? How does
something? No, not careless. I don't do it for a living. Number one, I do it for free. But all my stuff was packed up from the case that we had just done, so I had to get it all unpacked and do it.
Yeah. Wait, you think it snuck in with your tools?
Probably.
I have no idea how it got there,
so
but
weird.
These things, sometimes they find a way in. And you know what? It's just a hazard of the trade, and it's not the first visit I've had.
You don't cleanse yourself after a job. Like, when you get out of a job, you got the place is, like, you know, haunted. You know, like, go outside and, like, pour holy water on yourself, stuff like that.
Right.
Say a couple of things.
Like when you take the hazmat suit off.
Exactly,
like at the
right.
CDC.
Right.
You just wash.
Yes, actually, when we leave a case, we do cleansing prayers. And ask God to make sure these things don't follow us. But
man,
sometimes
they follow you.
Really,
they're real.
Yeah, change cars.
What was this one? What did you find out?
I did not look into it as much as you would think. I just got it out of there.
But it's in your own house.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And the faster, the better to get it out.
That's so interesting.
It's like when you find a Tupperware in the fridge you haven't looked in for like 3 weeks. I'm not even going to look in here. I'm just going to dump this in the garbage.
Exactly.
I don't care what this was.
Yep.
It's a lab experiment.
Garbage. Doesn't matter anymore.
It's like meat cake.
All I know is it's not supposed to be here right now.
Yeah.
That's right. And all these things, they react similar to the prayers that I use. So it doesn't matter what kind of entity it is. It was a demonic entity, and these prayers work on demonic entities. So
it's like different levels, right? Like ghost is one. How many different levels? So there's ghost and then demonic, or are there more?
No, that's... There's residual hauntings, which is just like a tape recorder playing over and over. It would happen whether you're there or not.
Yeah.
Then the next is like a human spirit, and then the next would be a demonic spirit. Those are the three different types of hauntings.
Okay.
Oh.
So one's like Boy Scout, and then military, like Army, and then Navy SEALs.
Exactly right.
In terms of danger.
Their expertise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've said in the past, I don't deal with any of the cases other than demonic cases.
Have you ever had one wake you up? Like you're sleeping and then you hear something talking, or you're having a dream, it comes through a dream, and then you open your eyes and like, wow, there it is.
I have had ones come through in a dream, and the difference between those dreams and a regular dream is that number one, you wake up and you feel like it was real. And we've all had those dreams, but when it's that real and you wake up and you're soaked in sweat and afraid, that's usually where it's going to be a demonic that is influencing your dreams and getting a message through.
That makes you sweat.
Everybody's
scared now.
Have you ever put garlic in a lady ghost refer? Never mind.
No, we were talking about earlier.
It's a recall on a joke.
It's kind of like hell down there anyway.
Glad Phil liked it.
No, but if I ever have the opportunity and I think of it, I'll do that.
All right,
carry garlic.
So you got this ghost out of your house, demonic presence?
Yeah, immediately. The longer you let something in your home it stays for a little while, the harder it is to get rid of it. So
it's like a relative staying over. The harder it is to get rid of them. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like trying to get rid of Cousin Eddie once he shows up.
Right.
All right, we have a couple of other clips. You want to just tease this next one, and then we'll take a break and come back?
Yeah, sure. Right. We were doing this is the case that we thought it came from in Massachusetts. The woman was practicing candle magic to try and bring herself good fortune, and something came into the home.
Okay, we have audio of that coming up. Michael Salerno, Catholic demonologist at East Coast Angels Paranormal Rescue and New England Society for Psychic Research. Man, have you used every letter of the alphabet there? Michael Salerno is on. He's a Catholic demonologist at East Coast Angels Paranormal Rescue and blah, 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 blah. We're linked up.
A lot of words there.
All right, so the clip we're about to hear, Michael.
Yeah, it was in a case in Massachusetts. The family had four kids. The kids were terrified. There was things happening in the house. They'd seen shadows. And it all started after the mother decided that she was going to perform candle magic in the basement and cast a spell that would bring them good fortune.
Mistake.
Unfortunately, it did not work out the
typo.
Way she planned.
Yep, oops.
So when we were interviewing the parents in the kitchen, the kids were upstairs. They really were terrified. They didn't even want to talk to us.
Wow.
But they did. I just went up and talked to them. I said, well, if they don't want to talk, that's fine, but I'm going to at least try. And I have a personality, I think, that kids can relate to, and I usually end up being able to talk to them.
You sound like an easy enough guy.
Yeah, plus they're candy.
So you go up, you talk to the kids, and what happens? Yep.
They actually decided to listen to what we were saying and do the things that we were asking of them, to do prayers, to take these blessed medals that I was going to give them, put some blessed sea salt in their mouth, some which garlic. Cleanses them. But,
yeah, that's where I'd be out right there. Yep. It's like, I don't know you. I'm not putting this in my mouth.
Right.
Go ahead. Well,
that's funny that you say that. I did that to one lady, and she went under possession, and her daughter accused us of drugging her.
Oh.
Yeah. So it can, we have a waiver for religious stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is all scary.
Wow.
Very scary.
No
and
kidding.
Demons and kids together. Not a good combination.
Yeah, they goes hand in hand.
We run right out to those cases. We don't even wait. So, but yeah, while we were interviewing the parents in the kitchen, this EVP came through on the recorder, and I think the sound at the end is someone turning on the ice maker in the fridge. So, right. Just so you know.
Okay. Here we go.
Heart, so he's got a heart, and he actually had
I heard, who wants margaritas? That makes sense with the
wow.
Ice machine.
Who wants margaritas? What? So, what I heard was one of the kids.
Yeah, well, what we thought it said was get one of the kids.
Get one of the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Have margaritas, obviously.
Play it again.
So I got it again, isolated and boosted a little. Hopefully, this will clear it up a bit.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't want to watch a scary movie. No, don't seem so stupid now.
I heard I'll be your father figure, George Michael.
Get one of the kids,
oof.
Man.
To do what?
Ugh.
Get one of the kids.
Oh, that's true. Hold it.
To give him a margarita, that's a good point. Sure.
Get one of the kids
right.
to clean their room.
Exactly. Get one of the kids to do the homework. Get one of the kids to be a doctor.
That's right.
Have
it could be actually a very
era.
Good message.
Exactly, right. It could be a positive ghost.
Right.
Get one of the kids
doesn't
on the lawn.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, you know, they're whispering. They're probably having laryngitis.
How did all that work out?
Well, nothing happened to the kids that night. So, whatever it was planning, it did not accomplish, which is good. I'm going to say the
you're leaving out a part of this story, Michael, is that you cleared this house of the demon, but the demon went home with you.
To cologne.
Right?
I don't think it went home with me. I think it came to visit me afterwards.
Oh, took its own car.
Right.
Yeah.
Not better.
A Dodge Demon.
Yeah. Public transportation.
Dodge Demon, of course.
Hitchhike. See, the AJ spirit would never make it. It would drive to Cromwell where
right.
It's going to Wallingford.
Like I want to go see people.
My name's Matthew. I'm not Michael. You're in the wrong home.
I stopped having a couple drag races in the way. Yep.
Oh, man, this is all creepy. We're going to post the whole segment on the podcast, the radio station website. Michael, we didn't even get to the third one. We got to have you back to get that one.
We got to finish it.
So, okay.
Michael, we're
linked up. Guys.
Thank you, brother. And be safe, man. Michael Salerno, Catholic demonologist at East Coast Angels Paranormal Research and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole long thing.
Keeps
we're linked
going.
Up at the radio station website.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.